It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are making progress on changing the way the state pays for public schools. They've proposed spending more money for at-risk students and English language learners, and they're looking at changes to the funding formula, which hasn't been changed since 1994. State Representative Julie McCluskey.
How do we modernize the formula, make it more transparent, equitable, and student-centered?
One proposal would create a fund for school districts to incentivize voters to pass special property taxes to fund schools. More Coloradans driving after a year of lockdown comes with rising deaths of pedestrians, cyclists, and other drivers. CPR's Claire Cleveland looked at the numbers in Denver.
So far this year, there have been 25 car-related deaths in Denver. That's 5 more than the same time last year. In late May, hundreds of Denver bicyclists held a die-in at the city and county building after 3 people were killed in 1 week. Statewide, traffic fatalities were up 12% in May compared to last year. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's the beginning of summer travel season. Business owners in Colorado resort towns are optimistic, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Coloradans love to celebrate the outdoors. And with vaccines widely available, events that were canceled or put online last year are back. John Hughes owns Louie's Ice Cream Shop in Buena Vista. Over Memorial Day weekend, the annual Paddle Fest was in town. The event attracts kayakers and people who just enjoy being by the river.
On Saturday, there was a line to the sidewalk for the entire time we were open.
Hughes says his revenues this Memorial Day were up 35% from last year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There is free fishing this weekend. It's Colorado's annual free fishing weekend. Tomorrow and Sunday, residents and visitors can fish without a license. In 2020, Colorado sold more than 1 million fishing licenses, raising money to protect fish habitat around the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.